Уважаемый господин председатель,
distinguished president, very quickly we'll look at these through three paragraphs in the text that you circulated. First on Article 7, in Article 34, we need a direct reference to COVID-19 without adding anything else. 35 bis. We propose, because this subparagraph is related to some decision related to the adoption of voluntary guidelines and also including these guiding principles in an annex to the document. Well, we have a relevant paragraph in part three, and we believe that is where we should have this reference without creating additional problems for the paragraph. Now, paragraph 40, we suggest that we delete this, the addition to this paragraph. Paragraph 42, we believe that it is possible to use here the proposal by CUDE that was presented in the previous document as paragraph 42 bis. We believe that it better reflects the views of states parties, and it is something that we could include in this text. In paragraph 43, we would like to ask the deletion of the language calls upon states parties to assess their own national capacities and identify areas of need. And we also suggest the deletion of paragraphs 44 bis and 44 ter, and also paragraphs 47 ter and 47 quat. Also, we would like to add in the provisions related to Article 7 to add here the proposal made by the NAM. The conference recognizes that the lack of a comprehensive protocol to strengthen implementation of all aspects of the convention has created a gap in the provision of prompt and effective assistance under Article 7 to states parties to the BWC. And also another proposal made by the NAM.
The conference strongly reaffirms that national preparedness of states parties and their prompt access to new methods and novel diagnostic technologies and equipment for detection and quick response to any possible biological attack or diseases outbreaks play an important role in providing assistance to states parties. The rapid pace of novel biothreats against humans, animals, and plants requires rapid responses and enhanced national capacity prior to any biological attacks against the state's parties.
We also suggest the inclusion of the language proposed by the delegation of Iran. Notes with serious concern that the application of unilateral coercive measures and sanctions against some states parties to the convention undermine the targeted states parties' preparedness and capacities for response, investigation and mitigation of outbreaks of diseases, and receiving prompt and effective assistance in addressing outbreaks of diseases. Now on Article 8. In paragraph 50, we suggest the replace the word welcomes and replace it with recalls and delete the word however in the following sentence. We would like to ask you to restore paragraphs 51 and 53 as agreed to in the final document of the 8th Review Conference and delete the added text in paragraph 52, leaving the language of the 8th Review Conference. On paragraph 54, we suggest that we keep this paragraph using the language that was approved by the 8th Review Conference. on Article 9, we suggest that in paragraph 57, we delete the language such as material science and artificial intelligence, just leaving the words and other fields of research. Also, in paragraph 57, we suggest the deletion of the last sentence, the new proposal, in light of the position of the Russian Federation on the fact that it is not appropriate to combine the practice of two different conventions. We believe that the references in previous paragraphs to the Convention on Chemical Weapons are sufficient. Thank you.